Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for letting love in. Yes, letting love in and letting love out. Letting the love fly freely. Yes, soaking and saturating in the field of love. We place our hand on our heart, and we are grateful to choose love, to choose to be loving to ourselves and to others. It's all one. We are choosing to focus on gratitude, grateful that we can make loving choices, grateful that we have a willingness to choose love, grateful that our nature is love, and it is our nature to remember that love is what we are. So we're celebrating that. We're giving thanks for that. Now and forever, we are recognizing that love is our healer. So our own true nature heals any attachments we have to the false. Oh my goodness, we are grateful to consciously partner up with that higher Holy Spirit self to let love lift us high. High above the battlefield, high above the false identity, high above the belief in lack and limitation. We're choosing to let love in. We're allowing the world to love us, the universe to love us, and spirit to love us, love through us, so that we are immersed in, soaked and saturated in this field of love, and we know it. We are grateful to allow love into our conversations more fully than ever before. Love into our heart more fully than ever before. We're letting love into all of our interactions, including what we choose to eat, what we choose to do, how we care for the body temple. In all respects, we are willing to let love into the conversation and the activities of our life. We celebrate the love here and now. Sharing the benefits with everyone, we allow the love to spread. We let it be. And so it is. Amen. 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 Woo! Love it. Letting the love in. Letting the love shine in. Thank you for praying with me today, being my prayer partner. Oh my goodness, we're part of a global circle of love and light. Yes. All right, what's coming up? Kieran J. Gardner has had to postpone the class this Saturday to May 4th. There's an email going out about that. And this Sunday, self-love workshop, that's St. Patrick's Day, the 17th, self-love workshop. Come and join me if you'd like to have more self-love. And then on March 24th, we start the End My Self-Sabotage Challenge, which is so healing. So we got two healing things. Self-love kickstarts us into the End of My Self-Sabotage. Then in May, two events. Kieran J. Gardner's, three events. But the other ones are in person in Scottsdale, Arizona with me. Spiritual Counseling Training Intensive. And then the How to Lead and Create Workshops That Make a Difference. So two events back to back. So those who are coming from a long distance can come to both with ease and with grace without having to make two trips. All right. That's what's going on. And there's always more to come, don't you know? I love you. Mwah. Have a powerful, beautiful day. Letting the love in.